Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Always glad to have you tune in. Always so glad to chat with you each day. Well, it is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise. We do the second hour on Thursdays, and this is where I don't book a guest because you're my special guest. So the phone lines are open. Here are the two questions. You can answer both or answer one, but I'd love to hear from you. Here's the number, 877-933-2484. I dare you to call right now without even knowing what the questions are. That's pretty bold. 877-933-2484. Okay, here are the two questions. One is, what's the Lord been saying to you these days? What's he talking to you about? Maybe there's a verse. Maybe he's just speaking to you in your circumstances. What's he saying? And two, what does obedience look like for you? What is he asking of you? So what's he saying to you? What's he asking of you? 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH. Would love to hear from you. If it's easier for you to email, you sure can do that as well. Susie@myfaithradio.com. That's Susie@myfaithradio.com. So what God's been speaking to me about, I'll just start to talk while I wait for you to check in with me. And I'm counting on it, right? Because if I book a guest, actually, if I don't book a guest and you're my guest and you don't show up, it's all me. And I don't want it to be all me, all right? I want to hear from you. So here's what I've been doing. I've been hanging around in Mark 4. And here's the passage. I'll just read it to you. The evening came. Jesus said to the disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and they started out, leaving the crowds behind. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping in the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we are going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and the waves. "Silence, be still," he said. Suddenly, the wind stopped and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Well, the disciples went from afraid of the storm to just absolutely being terrified. And they asked, "Who is this man? Who is this man that even the wind and the waves obey him?" I've read that again and again and again in the last couple of weeks. And some of the things that stand out to me, one is Jesus led his disciples right into a storm. He led them right into a storm. Just because you're in a storm doesn't mean you're out of God's will. Dr. Warren Wiersbe noted that Jonah was in the storm because of his disobedience, where the disciples were right in the middle of a storm because of their obedience. They followed Jesus here. And I feel like there's times we are on the safe shore. We like our comfort. We like our predictability. We like our comfort. We like our predictability. But guess what? God loves our faith. And there's times where he wants to get you from point A to point B. He's got to lead you right in the storm, into a storm, because you wouldn't leave the comfort of the shore any other way. And another thing, it's so interesting to me, is he leads them in a storm, and then he takes a good nap. I mean, he was out. He was out. His head was on a cushion, and the disciples, who were seasoned fishermen, a number of them, the scripture said, if you do a deep dive on what they were saying, this was a mega storm. So they weren't afraid of normal storms, but they were afraid of a megastorm that could have killed them. And they're saying, you know, "Wake up, don't you care?" It says he woke up. I mean, that means he was sleeping. Really, he was out. And he gets up, and then he stands up, and then he rebukes the wind and the waves and says, "Be still." And the disciples are asking him, "Don't you care?" And he's saying, "Don't you believe? Why don't you believe?" The two things that God modeled to us through Jesus in this storm are rest and faith. So if the Lord has led you somewhere and you find yourself in a storm, of not of your own making, but here you are, I really believe through this message here, you can trust God and you model rest, you follow him, you rest and you have faith. Find a way to rest in the eye of the storm, but then stand up against that enemy and don't let him taunt you. Don't let him lie to you in this storm. Remember what's true. Jesus is in the boat with you. He's right with you in the middle of the storm. And it can feel very disheartening that God led you here, that he let you get here. But these storms we pass through, and there's calm on the other side. There's redemption on the other side. There's increased faith on the other side. So how are you going to steward the storm? I would say find your sweet spot of rest and then rise up in faith and tell that enemy to shut up. What do you think of that? 877-933-2484. Okay, we got Tom checking in from Fargo. Tom always kicks off my Talk to Me Thursday, and I appreciate it very much because then the other calls start to come in. But you're the icebreaker for me, Tom. Good to have you on the show.
Thanks, Susie. I really appreciate it. You know, this, I am going through exactly what you were just talking about.
Wow.
And I was sharing with Clarissa just a bit when she took my call that I really believe that God sometimes gives us exactly what we want. If we ask him enough, beg him enough, he gives us what we want, even though he knows fully well this is not our best. This is not for our best. And I've just recently experienced that, and God seemed to, it was a job, it was, I had a full-time job, and I had to quit it because it hurt my back too much. And I think God, I really had the distinct impression that I apologized to him when I was during the job, that I didn't listen. I didn't trust him enough. And I decided to go out and do it on my own. And so the first question I can answer, the first question, what is God speaking to you about, is trust. Trust that I've got this. And that what you were just talking about, that in the storm, he's got our back.
Yeah.
We just like to hasten things along sometimes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just, I'm relating to you, Tom, and I so agree with you, and he's with you in the storm. He has your back. So what he's saying to you these days is trust, and I guess that's what obedience then looks like for you as well, right?
Yeah, yes, yes, ma'am. That's right. That's exactly right.
And you're not going to live in the storm. He's going to bring you to safe harbor. And another interesting thing about this story, Tom, is the ministry that was waiting on the other side, Jesus knew about that ministry. And oftentimes I think he leads us into a storm through a storm, because whatever's in that storm is preparing us for whatever's on the other side of the storm. So I just pray you'll call back someday and tell us what God has for you on the other side of this, you know?
Thank you, Susie. Will do.
Thank you for calling. 877-933-2484. It's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. You can answer one or both questions, or you can talk to me about what you want to talk about. But these are my questions. What's the Lord been speaking to you about? And what's he asking of you? What does obedience look like right now? 877-933-2484. We've got Samantha checking in from Daytona Beach. Hey, Samantha, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm calling because I was debating calling or not, and then the first thing you started talking about was Mark 4 and that storm, and that's literally what Jesus was talking to me about this morning, and I was like, all right, that's going to be a fine. Yeah, no, just as far as what he's been telling me to do, just this, actually, just acting on when I feel, Lord, this is where you're leading me, like not spending the next several days debating if that was actually him telling me to do something.
Yeah.
Like something simple, like, oh, you were given this word, and this person that's telling you their problem sounds like this could be for them, but wondering if I should say, oh, hey, I just really feel like this would encourage you because, I don't know, just acting on what he's telling you. But then as far as the storm, if you ever listen to T.D. Jakes, I was listening to a sermon by him this morning, and it just was crazy. I never thought of it like this, but just one simple thing was when God creates us, he, like, literally knows the capacity, the amazing capacity to be productive, to spread his word, to make things, to be creative that he made in us. But just like how if we build something, we test it, it's not necessarily showing us that we did it right, but it's showing other people what this thing can do. It's even showing the thing what the thing can do. And I was learning with the sermon and what you were saying, that when God made us, when we are tested and tried and in storms, it shows us what we can do, shows us the power of God that's in us because we're able to withstand. And it shows other people the strength of the Creator that's holding us together because we were able to withstand the storm.
Beautiful, Samantha. Thank you for that. That's fantastic. It's very, very good. And, you know, you're talking about wanting to respond when the Lord nudges you to do things. My friend Sarah Groves said that one of her goals, she said this a couple years ago, but I've never forgotten it, she said, is to get her response time down. And I think that's a great goal for all of us. When the Lord nudges, may we move, because he's got a reason and a purpose for nudging us when he does. And I just think the more quickly we respond to his voice, the more clearly we'll hear his voice next time. So I just can't wait to see what God's going to do in and through you, Samantha, as he's stirring that in your heart. It's a great invitation he's issuing you. So thank you for calling today.
Thank you for sharing that with Sarah. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Love that. We're going to pause here. It is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. We're going to take a quick break, but I want you to call, because on Talk to Me Thursday, we don't book guests because you are the special guest. We're counting on hearing from you. And I've got two questions. You can answer one or both, or you can call in and say, actually, what I want to talk about is, and let's just chat about it. But here's my two questions. What's the Lord speaking to you about these days? And what does obedience look like here? What's he asking of you these days? 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Not a great song by River Valley Worship. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. We do this second hour on Thursdays. We call it Talk to Me Thursday, where I don't book a guest because you are my special guest, and I throw a question out to you. You can answer the question, or you can really call back and say what you want to talk about. But these are the things that are on my mind today, and I'd love to hear from you. What's the Lord been speaking to you about? Because I'm telling you, when he speaks to us, he wants to speak through us. And what is on your mind and heart, I'm quite sure will minister to, challenge, or inspire other people listening today, especially me. So what's the Lord been speaking to you about? And what's he asking of you? What does obedience look like right here, right now, in this season of life for you? 877-933-2484. We got Betsy checking in from Minneapolis. I love the name Betsy. Betsy, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. I love the name Susie. That's my sister's name.
Okay. Well,
and
good day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you so much for your ministry and your service, and for your for your joyfulness and compassion, equanimity, kindness. I really appreciate that.
Wow, thanks so much. So how's the Lord speaking to you these days?
So this is really it's a very, very difficult subject, and it's about the revelations in the book of Revelations. And what I understand is you begin to see the signs in the sky. And last September, there was a specific astrological lineup that was indicating exactly what was spoken about in the Revelation, with the woman in the sky and the 12 stars over her head, and the moon was under her feet, and she was about to give birth, and the planet Jupiter had been in and out of her inner womb for 9 months and retrograde. And so it just was reminded me to really dive into the purpose and the teachings of paying attention
to the
times. God and to faith and love.
Mm. Wow.
And so, yeah. And we don't know what's going to happen, and we don't know how long and how anything. So what anybody could do at any given time, no matter what, is adhere to Jesus' teachings, which is acceptance and love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Betsy, thank you for that. I mean, Scripture talks about being sober-minded and prayerful and always thankful. And I think the way that we discern those times is to stay in step with the Lord, stay in the Word, stay grateful, and be sober-minded so that we can pray, Scripture said. So that's a great call for us, Betsy.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your call today. Appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank
bye-bye.
You so much. Yep.
Yes.
And you too. Yeah.
Bye-bye. 877-933-2484. I'm wondering if Maria from Golden Valley is ready to go here, Kim. Is that a... Yep. Okay. Hey, Maria, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi.
Thank you for calling in.
Yep. And thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm going to respond to the two questions, and they blend together for me. What has the Lord been speaking to me is trust. Trust him continuously. No matter how things look, what he spoke to me, all the things he's spoken to me that he's going to do or whatever, the plans and purposes for my life, his word, his written word, I need to trust him. Even when everything just looks like it's a great big old mess all around me, I need to trust him and stop looking at the great big old mess and keep my focus on him. And that has been very hard for me lately, and I have been really working on it. And I've noticed that when I do, this sense of peace comes over me. And then when I try to figure things out, I think, oh, great, I have this sense of peace. Now I can try to figure things out.
Yes, isn't that the truth? Wow, Maria.
Yeah.
Well.
Now that I'm peaceful, I think I'll try to figure everything out. And then the chaos comes back into my soul, and then it's like, no, you got to trust me. I'm in control. You're not in control. No one else is in control. And then what does obedience look like? Part of that is to trust him. And the other part is to continuously yield to the Holy Spirit. When someone corrects me, when someone offends me, to let the Holy Spirit handle it in my soul instead of me trying to handle it. I think surrendering to the Holy Spirit is what obedience looks like. Obviously, the Holy Spirit always lines up with the Word of God, so it's not like you're just surrendering to some weird, vague force. But so the Holy Spirit will correct me, and that's what obedience looks like. I think it's a minute-to-minute thing. Obedience is obedience to what you know, and then obedience to when you get convicted inspired by the Holy Spirit, like go and talk to this person or keep your mouth shut around this person.
Yeah.
Well,
Maria, you make such a really good point where, I find that same thing where when we stay tethered, I mean, his hold on us is stronger than ours on him. But, when our eyes go every which way, chaos fills the soul. But when I just keep just almost a narrow focus, I'm tethered to his goodness. His plans for me are good. He loves me. He's made promises he intends to keep. As you said, I get into that mode. Peace fills my soul, and that's the lane. That's the place. But you're so right. As soon as you feel peace, you think, okay, I can handle some of this. And you try to get your arms around it, and it's not good. So I love how you articulated that, because that's sort of the cycle. But you get back to peace, and then you can more clearly hear his voice. I think someone needed to hear that today, Maria. Thank you for just modeling that. I appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. And you as well, my friend. 877-933-2484. We've got Sandy checking in from Maple Grove. This is Talk to Me Thursday, and we're pitching questions to our dear listeners because you're my guest today. And you can answer one or both, or you can talk to me about what's on your heart. But my questions were, what's the Lord been speaking to you about, and what does obedience look like for you right now? Hey, Sandy, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. First of all, thank you for your beautiful ministry and how you reach out to so many people every day. It's such a faith builder for me, so I appreciate that very much.
Thank you so much for saying that.
I would like to just share that obedience is not something that we have to understand. It is something we do. It's an action. It's not something we reason through. And my experience with that was when my husband and I, we were living on the East Coast in the Washington, D.C. area. He was in federal law enforcement, and on two different occasions when our kids were in kindergarten and first grade, I would pick them up from school, and they had heard about things that had happened on the news, and there were two different occasions where each of them had asked, Mom, did Dad get shot today? Is Daddy dead? And that, as a parent, is just horrific to see that coming from a little child. And so I knew that there was a different action I needed to take and be more proactive. So I had this plan in place, but it was the beginning of the school year, and being a teacher, I thought, there's no way I'm going to put all of this additional information onto their brand new classroom teachers in the fall. So I was going to be flying from Washington out to Minnesota for my sister's bridal shower. and 3 nights in a row before leaving at 4 a.m., God woke me up and said, talk to the kids' teachers. I did not understand what that meant and went back to sleep the first night. The second night, I woke up and, or second morning, actually, I woke up at 4 o'clock on the nose and thinking, talk to the kids' teachers. And I didn't understand. And then the third day, I woke up, and this is the day I was flying to Minnesota. I was leaving the D.C. area, and it was, you know, talk to the kids' teachers. And I'm like, okay, God, I will talk to the kids' teachers. So I went in, and I gave them a rundown of everything that needed to happen, if anything happened to my husband, if anything happened and I couldn't get to the kids because I had to go help my husband, whatever the case may be. And they just looked at me like I had three heads. I said, I'm so sorry to do this to you right now, but I need to do this. And so I filed all the paperwork I needed, and I went out to my sister's for the bridal shower. We flew back on the following Tuesday. Our flight going back to the D.C. area was supposed to land and take off again in Chicago. Well, we landed in Chicago. We were grounded. I looked at the tarmac, and there was nothing but airplanes all over the tarmac. Nothing was going on. This was September 11th.
Oh my.
And my children were in the school right next to things that were happening. And my husband was unable to get to them. And I didn't know. This was after one of the planes had gone into the Pentagon. And I didn't know. I'm sitting on that plane thinking, am I going to lose my whole family today? Wow. And that's why it's called terrorism. You know, that fear just wells up. And at that same moment, God just poured over me his peace, saying, Sandy, I've got this. Your kids are taken care of, remember? They're all taken care of. And in that moment, I fully comprehended and understood how omnipotent our God is and how he is caring for us in a way today that we will need for tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
His ability to do that is just overwhelming. And I've never felt his presence so strong. And I knew my family would be fine, but it would be days before we would see each other.
Oh my goodness.
But he may not choose to reveal to us what it is we need to be obedient for, but we just need to do it.
Oh, Sandy, we have a hard break here, but I have holy goosebumps from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. Every one of us needed to hear your story. I'm overcome, really. Absolutely amazing. Lord Jesus, bless you and your very precious family, and what an amazing example. Respond to the nudges of the Spirit, as Sandy said. Obey whether it suits you or not. God knows what he's doing. He's caring for you. We'll be back in a minute. So much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. Wow, did we just hear a story? I still have goosebumps from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. Just hopped in the car. It is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise, where I don't book a guest because I'm counting on you to be my special guest. I've got a couple questions for you. You can answer one or both, or you can call and talk to me about what you want to talk about. Here are my questions. So what's the Lord been speaking to you about these days? And what does obedience look like for you right now? How is he asking you to obey him? 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Phone lines are open. It's a toll-free call. Kendra's checking in from South Range, Wisconsin. Hey, Kendra, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, good to have you.
Well, thank you.
What's the Lord speaking to you about these days?
Well, and this has been going on for quite a while now, but I'm constantly confronted with my imperfections. But he's been teaching me how to love his church. I've been attending church since before I was born, and it's very easy to take it for granted when you're in that situation. So I used to be a real mocker and a scoffer, and I used to make fun of my brothers and sisters in Christ, and God has just, oh, he's changed my life. Wow. And I can really love them now. It's wonderful.
How did he get a hold of you and change your mind and your heart about that?
Well, I was filled with the Holy Spirit, and my life changed after that dramatically. And I immediately was convicted at my behavior towards, you know, my worship leader and my pastor. And I started apologizing to people, and mm-hmm. it just continued. So,
well, that's really a mark of the Spirit of God in us, is that we're bothered by our sin. Conviction for our sin is such a significant thing. So really, really precious that you are speaking to that, because our leaders, boy, they need to be built up. You know, we're all such fallen people, and we need each other. So, Kendra, thank you for modeling that. God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 877-933-2484. What's God's been speaking to you about these days? What does obedience look like for you? Love to hear from you. The phone lines are open, 877-933-2484. Gabriel's on the line from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hey, Gabriel, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, I got to say, I absolutely love that you do this. This gives everyday Christians like myself the opportunity to share what God's doing on in their heart, you know, and that's not something we have. So
yeah, love to do it.
So it's funny because I turned on the radio. I just got in the car on my way home from work, and it's like you said, hey, call up if you want to share what God's doing in your life. And, it's been awesome because I've been praying for a long time now to actually hear from the Lord, you know, in a tangible way that is clear and gives me direction. And I don't have to wonder, you know, if I'm hearing from God. And, the past couple months I've been feeling a call on my life, and I still don't have an absolute clarity as to what it is, but I know it's bigger than what I'm thinking of right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've been trying to press into God to really understand what this is. And I noticed that as I press in further, it seems that he's, you know, pulling out of me imperfections and flaws that I didn't know I had.
Yeah.
And when those kinds of things appear to me, I get scared and I think, oh, wow, you know, I'm a sinful, fallen man. I can't be in the presence of the Lord. And I'll shrink back, you know, out of shame or guilt or whatever. And, I've really been struggling with that, but God has encouraged me, and I've read several books, or at least parts of books. I'm kind of a ADHD reader. I'll hop around back and forth from one to another, but he's really encouraged me that when those imperfections and those flaws and our sinful nature reveals itself in us, it's not him trying to drive us away. It's him revealing and that's an opportunity for his healing power to come into our lives. And
exactly.
I've just been so encouraged by that.
Mm. You're exactly right, Gabriel. That's exactly what God does. And the thing is, he's extracting from your character, which he does in all of us before promotion, the very things that the devil would use as access points to take you out, to dismantle you, to discredit you. And God is so protective of you that he's drawing you in as you're pressing in. You draw near, he's drawing near, drawing those things from you, so you're so strengthened. When you get to that next place, you can stand in that place. I just think it's a beautiful process. But Gabriel, I've studied purpose and calling for years and very fascinated by it. And you can't believe how many Christians, when they go through what you're going through, they lose heart, they pull back, and they think, I'm too sinful, and they listen to the enemy. And instead of running into the arms of God, they run away. And they forsake an amazing calling. So I love that you're sticking with it and letting God do his thing, you know?
Absolutely. That's exactly, I've heard it said that, you know, God's power to keep us is greater than Satan's power to distract us
Come
or
on.
Pull us away.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I'm moving forward.
I love it. Well, may you continue to dream big dreams with God and see what he does through you. That's so exciting. Thank you for calling today. We so appreciate it.
Amen. Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, God bless you, sir. 877-933-2484. I want to play a portion of a song while the calls come in. It's an older one, but it is just the cry of my heart. It's called One Pure and Holy Passion. Give me one pure and holy passion, one magnificent obsession. Let's listen in.
And give me one magnificent obsession. And give me one glorious ambition for my life, to know and follow hard after you.
Give me one pure and holy passion. Give me one magnificent obsession. And give me one glorious ambition for my life, to know and follow hard after you, God. Just sing that out.
Give me one pure and holy passion. And give me one magnificent obsession. Give me one glorious ambition for my life, to know and follow hard after you.
Love that song. Wow, love it so much. It's Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise. The questions for you are these. What's the Lord been speaking to you about these days? And what does obedience look like for you? You can call anonymously if you'd prefer. 877-933-2484. John is checking in from Jasper, Minnesota. Hey, John, thanks for holding. Had to hear that song. Glad to have you on the air.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking about obedience. The Lord showed me yesterday. And not to judge people. I had run out of gas about 1 mile from town, and I was walking, and nobody would stop. You know, it's me and my wife walking. Mm. And it's obvious we're not going to hurt anybody. But anyway, we went over to a house that was nearby, and the lady said, "We don't have any gas." And I saw a couple four-wheelers there, and I'm thinking, yeah, she's got gas. So we walked back out to the truck, walked towards town, and the guy stopped in the pickup and said, "Do you need a ride?" And I said, "Yeah, nobody will stop." And then the house over there, the lady says she has no gas, but she has two four-wheelers. And he looks at me and he says, with a real gentle spirit, "We don't." And I thought, what do you mean we don't? He lived there. That was his wife that I said that about.
Wow.
And so we have to be careful of the things we think and especially say, or judging someone in our head, you know, in our mind.
Yeah.
That's what I got out of that.
John.
I think he was really telling me, you know, my thoughts weren't right.
I think we're going to be surprised at how many times we read a situation wrong where we thought we knew and we didn't know. And I think that's why Scripture over and over again tells us not to entrust ourselves to other people's opinions, not to be in bondage, because people, you know, our minds shift like the wind, and we pride ourselves in thinking we know in our assessments. We just don't know. And the fact that Jesus knows everything and that his compassions never fail, I want to go with what Jesus says, and I want to be like him in my assessment. So, John, that's a fantastic lesson. Thank you so much for calling today.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, God bless you.
Have a good day.
You too, sir. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. We're going to pause here. When we come back, we'll take a couple more calls, maybe play a song or two. Just thinking about this, Talk to Me Thursday. What's the Lord been speaking to you about these days? And what does obedience look like for you? I would love to know. Phone lines are open, 877-933-2484. Singing on the mic. Sorry about that. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And we do this thing second hour on Thursdays. We call it Talk to Me Thursday, where we don't book a guest because you're the special guest. So I'm hoping you'll call in. It's been a really great conversation so far. Oh my goodness, has it ever. And these are the two questions for you. You can answer one, you can answer both, or you can call in and tell me what you want to talk about. All right. Here's the question. What's the Lord been speaking to you about these days? And what does obedience look like right now? What's he asking of you? So what's he saying to you? What's he asking of you? I want to read this from A.B. Simpson, because lots and lots of people are walking through difficult times. He says this: the pressure of difficult times makes us value life. Every time our life is spared and given back to us after a trial, it's like a new beginning. We better understand its value and thereby apply ourselves more effectively for God and for humankind. And the pressure we endure helps us to understand the trials of others, equipping us to help them and to sympathize with them. Some people have a shallowness about them. With their superficial nature, they lightly take hold of a theory or a promise and then carelessly tell of their distrust of those who retreat from every trial. Yet a man or woman who's experienced great suffering will never do this. They are very tender and gentle and understand what suffering really means. This is what Paul meant when he said, "Death is at work in us." Trials and difficult times are needed to press us forward. They work in the way the fire in the hold of a mighty steamship provides the energy that moves the pistons, turns the engine, and propels the great vessel across the sea, even when facing the wind and the waves. So those trials, I'm telling you, you come through them. You value life. You're stronger. You know something more about God than you did before you went into that storm. You can trust him. 877-933-2484. We got Heidi checking in Minneapolis. We're talking about what God is saying to us, what he's asking from us. What do you say, Heidi?
So I've not really been to church since my children were baptized, so it's been many years. But I happened to be scanning the radio and came upon your channel and was raised a Christian and great, and I absentmindedly stopped it. And I wasn't intending to land there. And this was probably about a week or two ago. And yet I find myself time and time again looking forward to my commute to and from work. And I get in the car and I turn the radio on and I push number 6 and I just wait and listen. Wow. And I've been loving the messages that I hear, and they're resonating with me.
Isn't it amazing? You know, the Bible does talk about that we are drifters. And but I love, Heidi, that the Lord drew you right back to himself, you know, because he loves you and he has work that he wants to do in and through you. I can imagine what that must feel like for you as well.
Yeah, it's really a neat feeling, and it's just resonating within me right now. And I don't know where it'll go, but I think it's something that I need right now, so it's yeah. great.
Yeah. Can I pray for you?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lord Jesus, thank you for Heidi, and I pray that you'd continue to minister to her. I pray, I thank you that she stumbled on the dial and that she's hearing the right words at the right time, and I pray you continue to speak with absolute clarity to her about her life right now, about her future, about the plans you have for her. Blessings on her family, Lord Jesus. I pray that as she opens the Word of God, it would come to life for her and that you'd redeem and restore her life in every which way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Heidi. Keep listening.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. 877-933-2484. Kevin is checking in from Madison. And again, our questions today are, what is the Lord speaking to you about? What is he saying to you? And what is he asking of you? Hey, Kevin, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. I basically want to talk about my trials that I've been through. I lost my wife. She just stopped calling me. I break out in like these boils, and it's almost like I'm a leper with my skin, and I don't know why these things are happening. I'm isolated. Like I said, I haven't talked to my wife in almost 2 months and don't know why she stopped calling me. But through it all, I've gotten closer to God. And I believe that these things that I was trying to hold on to, God probably was trying to remove from me, but I just was too stubborn and trying to live in my own will. But once I got out of my own will and started doing his will and what I feel he was designed for me, I've gotten closer to him. And it's kind of strange because all these things that I've been going through, you think that would kind of make me depressed and push away from the Lord, but it just actually drawn me closer.
Wow. Yeah, you know what, Kevin? The enemy's plan against you is backfiring because it's chasing you closer to the Lord. And Lord, I just pray for Kevin. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that the power of your Spirit would so pour over him that those boils would dissolve and disappear in Jesus' name. I pray that every cell in his body would work to support life and health. Every system would be in communication with the other. There would be harmony, no dysfunction, no disease, no miscommunication. God, I ask you to restore his body, restore his marriage, and restore his life. I just thinking of Job right now as I think of Kevin, and I pray that Kevin's years, his latter years, would be far more blessed than his former years. And I thank you, God, that by your strength and your grace, what the enemy has meant for evil in his life, you are turning for good. And thank you, God, for that. Thank you that he is a trophy of your grace and he's a testimony of your goodness. May you restore him fully. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Susie. God bless you.
Yes, you too. Hang in there. Wow. Bless you, Kevin. Wow, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm glad you called. Nancy's checking in from White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Hey, Nancy, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, glad to have you on the show today. What's the Lord speaking to you about?
Just about trusting him and letting him answer the prayers that I've prayed. I have a son who each day as he goes to school, I pray that he would just be a leader at school and just shine God's light. And he's just been put in a position with something that to me felt unfair and demanding a little more from him. And I was tempted to talk to the person in authority and try to change that. And the Lord just spoke to me and said, you've been praying for him to be a leader, and I put him in a place where he can. Just let him do it. Trust
me. Wow. Isn't that awesome that the Lord speaks to us and he cares about these kinds of details of our lives? Don't you love that?
Oh, I do. God's wow. So good. So I'm really excited to see how, and it's opened up a good opportunity to talk to my son about obeying and not trying to get out of those uncomfortable situations that God puts us in.
You know, I wonder how often when we're in these uncomfortable situations, if we could peel the sky back, we would hear God say, I'm only answering your prayers right now, only doing what you asked me to do. That is, see, this is why I love these kind of calls, because your testimony, I know, is a word for somebody else, that they needed to hear this because maybe their hands are trying to white knuckle something. And he's saying, I'm only answering your prayers, so let it go and let me do this. So love the testimony, Nancy. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, what a good mom you are. Yes, God bless you too. All right, we'll take one more call, and we'll have to call it after this because the hour is almost up. Hey, Cynthia, checking in from Buffalo. We've got just a few minutes here, but good to have you on the air.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'll make it quick. Mm-hmm. I'm a nurse, and I'm an older nurse, and I'm wondering if the Lord has something else in store for me. And I want to use my gifts, but at the same time, sometimes you feel a little bit burned out, and yet I know people in my field really need strength and uplifting. And so I've been praying about it, and I got a phone call from an editor from a nursing website who was interested in some articles that I wrote and wanted to know if I could write for them. And I'm doing that, but the editor's a Christian, and she knows I am. And I'm trying to find ways to maybe serve the Lord and uplift my colleagues at the same time. I don't know if I'm going to follow through for a long time and do it, or if it's going to be a hobby, or if it's something that's what he's showing me. But
yeah,
my own choices in the past have been a little bit spooky, and I don't always trust my own judgment.
I think a certain mistrust of self is not a bad thing, you know, because it really causes you to lean on him. And I really believe his path, he's going to make that path clear. It sounds the way that you're talking. You're sensing the winds of change blowing. And I think always the temptation is not to get ahead and not to fall behind. And I hear you just staying in step with him. And I just think it's going to unfold, and you'll see what you're supposed to do, where you're supposed to go. And we can know this, Cynthia, it's a good plan. Isn't that good news? It's a good plan.
Amen.
Indeed. Well, thank you for the call today. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
So I've played this song a couple times on the show, but it is epic to me, and it's so many need to hear it. It's called New Wine by Hillsong. We're going to play this as we wrap up this hour. Listen in. It'll bless you. Pray you are encouraged today. Always love hearing from you. This is The Promise. I'm Susie Larson, and we will meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.